a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Let's lock in.
This is Unrivaled.
Yes! Yes!
The teams you live for, the sports you love. With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keurig, presented by G2G Bars on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody, happy Friday to you. It is Unrivaled, 97.5 VKSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Sam Farnsworth joining me in place of Scott Mitchell, who's, I'm not kidding about this, his daughter is going to be married. I think she's there getting married as we speak. And Scott is just absolutely, he called me this morning. No, he texted me this morning at 6 a.m. Because he has been like up so early all these days making stuff. He's father of the bride mode right now.
Right.
And he's just doing all this stuff. And he texts me. This is the actual text I got, okay? So this is a Scott Mitchell text at 6 a.m. First of all, it's not. Don't text people at 6 a.m., number one.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
Number two, Scott texts me this morning. I've got to find it. It says, hey, by the way, the reception is, and he sends me the address, okay? Because I lost the invitation that I got, of course. And he said, hey, good news, though. I got hot mustard for the charcuterie board just for you. So that guy, he's out there busting his butt. And he got, and I said, yo, you have a charcuterie board? Yeah, because they're going to have one of those big old tables just chock full of the old.
Right.
And I said, awesome. Is it going to have hot mustard on you? I don't think so. And I said, I'm not going. And he said, okay, hot mustard it is. So he got it. Scott Mitchell, his daughter Madison, and her fiance Jamin, congratulations.
Awesome.
There you go. So it's a banner weekend for the Mitchell family. And, of course, everything is...
Is this his youngest daughter?
This is his youngest daughter.
So this is, like, a big one for Scott here.
Yeah,
this
it's huge. Yeah, and one of his other daughters is getting married next month.
I heard you guys talking about earlier in the week him going to buy some fireworks for this wedding in Wyoming, right? I mean, you're not lying. This is a father of the bride stuff right here.
I'm telling you, he's busting his butt. So there you go. They're about to walk down the aisle. Congratulations. Sam, you're here for a good weekend, though. This is a good one. I'm glad you're jumping in for just about half the show today. We'll have you. We're going to have Dave McCann from BYU TV is going to jump on. Matt Biamonte is going to jump on here with us. Ben Anderson is going to jump on. It's going to be a whole slate. I think we even have some Wyoming guests. As long as, and this is an actual thing there. Like, he's like, I'm coming from Wyoming. I should be in Utah at that point, which means I should have cell service. And I thought, you're not doing your state any favors when you say, I'll be out of Wyoming, so I'll have cell coverage then. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to jump in and chat about all those things. But let's get off to it off the bat here and just jump in on some of the biggest stuff that's going on here in the weekend of college football here locally. It's all part of the cut right here. Let's do it.
There we go. The unquestioned. Undeniable. Unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Ain't nothing like it.
The cut presented by University of Utah Health. At University of Utah Health, you get the same great care that the Jazz, RSL, and the Utes all trust. Visit uofuhealth.org for more information. UofUHealth.org, proud sponsors of The Cut. And always, the show is also sponsored by and brought to you by G2G Bars. All natural ingredients, no preservatives, plenty of protein. If you haven't tried these G2G Bars, they are fantastic. Give them a shot. Sam, let's jump right in here. Morgan Scali getting a big contract bump. Now, this is, of course, this is like, and I was trying to think about the timeline of this. What are we, 2 years removed from when he got the hand slap for the text messages, the racially insensitive text messages that were talked about, of course, during his time that he was there in the recruiting process with one of the recruits that came forward and kind of revealed what was said. He's back to the good graces of Utah. I didn't think it was going to take long.
Right.
I think everybody who knew the situation and knew Morgan Scali knew this is not this guy. There was something along the way here that felt like, okay, this guy has certainly done enough and a lot for this program, and he is certainly one of these guys that I think we all look at and go, this is one of these guys that we definitely want to be a part of our program going forward. I told you I was at a golfing event where Morgan Scali was introduced, and we were talking about, you know, coaches and the history of coaches, and Cal Whittingham put his hand over Morgan Scali and pointed at him like, this is the next guy.
Yeah.
And we were all going, oh, that's kind of a nice little endorsement right there. But it also kind of was one of those indicators, like, you wouldn't joke like that ever.
No.
If you're Cal Whittingham and just like have that be like a little side joke. That wouldn't be the case. It's pretty obvious that this is going to be a guy who Utah wants to keep around forever. The clause is that Scali will get about almost $1.5 million a year, making him one of the highest paid assistants in the Pac-12. He also has a $4.2 million buyout if he's not retained by a new coaching staff, if a new coach comes in and it's not him.
Yeah, and he's not retained as defensive coordinator.
Right, and he's not retained as
a defensive coordinator. $4.2 million.
That's not bad.
Not a bad parting gift at all.
That should tell you kind of where their attitude is on this guy, and it's well-deserved. This is somebody who understands Utah football, would carry on that legacy because he's been so much of a part of it.
Yeah.
It's a big move, and I think that everybody knows that Morgan Scali was going to be the guy anyway.
Yeah.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's interesting because back, before those text messages surfaced, the contract that they had just agreed to was basically head coach in waiting, right? I'm pretty sure that was written into the contract. This job is yours for whenever Kyle steps down. I'm curious to know if that's a part of this next contract. It doesn't sound like it.
No, it's not. No, and it's not. And that was one of the things that we asked Mark Harlan about. And then I think that he's been asked about it periodically. We asked him about it at Pac-12 Media Day, and he brought up something similar. He was like, "Yeah, we haven't done that, but it's almost like we probably shouldn't have jumped into that anyway."
Right.
But it was definitely like a wink and a nod, like, yeah, we're not going to put it in there, but that's the case.
Here's the thing. You don't pay an assistant coach $1.5 million per year. You don't put in a $4.2 million buyout unless you really believe he is the next guy for whenever Coach Kyle Whittingham decides his time at the University of Utah is done. So the next question is, though, how much does this story follow him? Right, because it'll come back up. You know it will. Whenever it is that the opportunity comes for Morgan Scali to be the next head coach, that story the racial slurs used in the text messages, it'll resurface again. Fans will want to know. The haters will definitely bring it back up. Right.
Yep.
And they'll want to know that Utah is going to have to prove to everyone that there's been change over this time period. I think the number one area where you can point to or get evidence of change of his character, of who he is, ask the players. Ask the coaches on his staff, yeah. especially the minorities on that team, you know, because they have been from pretty much day one, have been in his corner still. Very supportive of him, of his character, of who he is.
Right.
And now that we've got this, you know, time heals wounds, they say, right? Now that you've got some time behind you, you're seeing stuff like this come out where he's got this significant contract extension and pay raise.
On top of all that, I mean, I think that's a look, all these programs, all you want is consistency, right?
Yeah.
All you want is somebody to be able to carry the torch. And in Kyle Whittingham's case, when he leaves, there's going to be obviously, you know, this is the best coach in the history of your program by far, right? And that's not taking anything away from the history of this program or Coach Mack or anybody. What it is during an era when Utah was ushered into the Pac-12, this is a guy who has become, you know, he made the program more than what it was before, took over from Coach Mack, right? And, like, mm-hmm. it just kept that going and then improved and kept getting better and kept going and then building on top of it. And then you have the Pac-12 era that Utah was walked into, which Morgan Scalley was a part of all of that, right? Yeah. Where he was – at some point, he was a player in those years. He was, you know, a grad assistant in those years. He cut his teeth in the coaching world. Everybody kind of knew where he was in all this. And so – all you can ask for, think about all the coaches right now and across college football every year, that the programs are just, look at Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
This is years of futility now since Tom Osborne,
yep.
right?
Yep.
You're walking around going, just when is the next Tom Osborne going to show up?
Right.
If you're a Utah fan, guess what? You are set.
This is like the Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers transition,
yes.
where there's zero laps, right?
Right.
You've had so many years of contention, multiple championships.
That's the hope. The hope, right? You can't guarantee that he's going to be.
There's never a guarantee, but there's definitely a comfort level knowing that as soon as there's a change here, there probably isn't going to be a drop off. And you talk to the coaching staff at the U, to the players at the U about the consistency in the coaching there. And how much that has helped them in the recruiting over the years, Coach Witt. Back when the original contract with Scalley was set 2 years ago,
sure,
he raved about how important it was to have that consistency in the recruiting world, knowing that these recruits know that Morgan Scalley, who came and visited my big brother 5 years ago, it's the same guy who's coming to visit me now, and so on. You know, high school coaches have that familiarity. Oh yeah, we remember you. We know you. We know you. Great coach. Come on in. Meet with my players. It's helping this program stay at the level they're
so
at.
So here's the part where, I mean, just look and compare the programs to in terms of consistency and where you want to be in long term commitment. BYU should feel really excited about the fact that Kalani is a really young dude,
yeah.
and probably wants to be there for a long, long,
right.
long time. But if there wasn't, if he was Kyle Whittingham's age and Kyle getting to the point where he's like, hey, the next few years here, obviously I'm riding off into the coaching sunset. I'm already growing the hair and riding the motorcycle around like I'm retired, right? But
right.
but in the end, like BYU, the next coach is a massive question mark, right?
Right. Always
because
is,
it always
right?
is.
Always.
But it's even more so now where you're like, I just don't even know where to start. Right,
it's like if BYU had a coaching change today, which this is super hypothetical.
Insane, right.
But if they had a coaching change today, obviously you have to think of all the criteria that have to be included
right.
in the next head coach. Morgan Scalley would have to be at the top of that list. Could they afford him? Could they afford? I'm dead serious,
no,
though.
I
right?
know, but he. But,
and so that's. But you're right. You look at BYU's coaching staff. You don't really have that in waiting situation. Luckily, there for BYU fans. They don't have to worry about that because Coach Kalani has a
right.
lot of tread on those tires still. He can be around for a long time. And I believe that with the new investment into BYU athletics, into the football program, with his new contract that came up, you know, he got pay raises for his assistants. I'd like to believe that's a part of this investment, keeping his coaching staff with him, keeping guys that can grow through the ranks with him, that can kind of someone can maybe emerge to be that right hand guy the way Scalley has with Coach Whittingham in the BYU program. I kind of feel like that will happen soon with this move to the Big 12, with the increased amount of resources and money that's going into the program. BYU's got an opportunity to start grooming these coaches from underneath Kalani as well.
Huge weekend in college football here locally. Every weekend is, especially as the Utes get into conference play now, going down to Arizona State. Great time for them to get Arizona State.
Yeah.
Bad time for Arizona State to be getting Utah. New interim head coach, and just a massive amount of tumult in that program over the last, well, forever, right? Just this is the latest in the long list of things that have gone wrong for the Sun Devils over the years. And so Utah, a double-digit favorite going in on the road, and I don't think it'll even be that close necessarily. I think you're going to get fight from Arizona State early, and I think it goes away quick. Because when you have that kind of emotional type of a week that these kids have had, how long will it be till these guys give up on themselves and they give up on them? It's a sad thing because you go through this, and this is where Herm Edwards deserves a giant, Joe Glenn-style middle finger as he goes out the door. Because it's like you didn't help these kids at all in the end. And you rolled over on these assistants, and you acted like you were – remember how many times he'd be like, I didn't know what was going on. And this is my team. I've told my team we're out here to win, and I have goals with them. So whatever these gentlemen were doing on the side is like, no, man, this is your program.
Right.
And at some point, the athletic directors and the president of the university went, and they're going to be on the hook too, by the way. Right. The athletic director is going to be on the hook big time 100%. For the futility of and getting the program to this spot where you are going to be facing massive sanctions likely.
Yeah.
You're going to be facing some real problems. If it's going to be taken away some scholarships here and there, whatever. The problem is that all these kids that are involved right now, these poor guys have to figure it out. And luckily, there's a transfer portal. Unluckily for Arizona State, they're going to have to deal with this. But I can't imagine the Utes not rolling this weekend and just keeping this train going that they've kind of been, getting going the last couple of weeks here.
Massive. Yeah, it's going to be a massive overhaul at ASU. And I think you're right with the way this game's going to go. Kind of a you said Arizona State's going to come out kind of with that energy pump popping right at the beginning, and it'll fade real quick.
Fake.
And I kind of look at it the other way around a little bit. Utah, just based off of what we've seen through the first few games for the Utes, they might come out a little, I don't know if sluggish is the word, but a little slow at the beginning. And then, boom, they'll turn on the Jets. They'll put up 40, maybe 50 on ASU. Who knows? They're going to turn on those Jets and really just become that well-oiled machine that Utah's become. And so, yeah, this isn't even going to be a close contest, and kind of going back to the Herm Edwards deal there too, there's so many things, even from the beginning back when he was hired, that you're like, are you sure about this? You're bringing in a guy who's got great coaching experience at the NFL level. And he comes in saying, the reason why we're making this move is because we want to run this program like a pro football program. You can't do that in college sports. I don't care how you think it's going to succeed at that. I mean, I don't know. Arizona State, I feel bad for them. I kind of feel like they're in a situation that we saw the University of Colorado in after Dan Hawkins left, just in a massive hole that they're still struggling to emerge out of. Arizona State is now in that hole. And now who knows where the landscape of college football goes, but does the Big 12 really want to entertain bringing over a program like that too? I don't know.
Lots to talk about. We're going to jump into some BYU a little bit later, some Utah State. Utah State are home dogs to the UNLV Running Rebels. If you would have said this at the beginning of the year, that Utah State is going to go into this game against UNLV licking their wounds at 1-2, barely beating a really bad UConn team, and then getting absolutely your butts handed to you by the number one team in the country. Fine, we get that one. And then losing by 4 touchdowns to Weber State. I mean, they're coming off of a bye. I'm interested to see what Coach Anderson has in store for the fans this weekend, because Logan Bonner and everybody there, the injuries that they've had, also an interesting storyline this weekend. We've got tons to get to. When we return, Ben Anderson. Right here on the station, you can hear him from 10 to noon with Jake and Ben, of course. He is our Jazz insider for KSLSports.com. He does a fantastic job. And if you want to get it broken down a little bit of what the latest is on these roster moves of now the Bojan Bogdanović trade and where the team sits now with 18 guys on the roster before training camp, the moves aren't done yet.
It's not enough.
The moves aren't done yet. So we'll see what's going on with that. Ben's going to join us right around the corner. So stay with us. Unrivaled continues on a Friday, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.